Transformation of America by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. Part 2 by Kathy O'Brien. An open letter. Mind control is absolute. Under MKUltra Project Monarch trauma-based mind control, I lost control over my own free will thoughts. I could not think to question, reason, or consciously comprehend. I could only do exactly what I was driven to do. Those who controlled my mind, and ultimately my actions, claim to be aliens, demons, and gods. But it was my experience that these traitors of New World Order controls were abound by fully human confines, despite their terror tactic claims and illusions. The true laws of nature, and the same laws of man do, indeed, apply to them. While they manipulated me by my religion, my maternal instincts, and my genuine concern for humanity, they never possessed my innate being. They could make me one of them. They never took into consideration the strength of the human spirit. They did not even know it existed. Ask why. Dedication. This book is for Kelly, in order that she is understood and granted her right to qualified rehabilitation for the MKUltra Project Monarch mind control abuses she endured at the hands of our country's so-called leaders. This book is dedicated, as am I, to Mark Phillips for rescuing Kelly and me from our mind-controlled existence, and clearing the way to recovery for Kelly by lovingly assisting me in the restoration of my mind, memory, and ultimately my free will. Acknowledgements. A special thanks to those unseen, whose presence have been evident. And a special thanks to those unsung, you know who you are. Transformation of America. My name is Kathleen, Kathy Ann O'Brien, born 12/4/57 in Muskegon, Michigan. I have prepared this book for your review and edification concerning a little-known tool that our United States government is covertly, illegally, and unconstitutionally using to implement the New World Order, One World Government. This well-documented tool is a sophisticated and advanced form of behavior modification, brainwashing, most commonly known as 1001st control. My first-hand knowledge of this top-secret U.S. government psychological warfare technique is drawn from my personal experience as a White House presidential model mind control slave. Much of the information enclosed herein has been corroborated and validated through brave and courageous clean members of the law enforcement, scientific, and intelligence communities familiar with this case. These individuals' efforts helped me to understand and corroborate what happened after a lifetime of systematic physical and psychological torture orchestrated to modify my behavior through totally controlling my mind. Some of these courageous individuals are employed by the very system that controlled me and live in fear of losing their jobs, their families, or their lives. They have gone as far as they dare towards publicly exposing this tool of the engineers of the New World Order to no avail. This book is a grassroots effort to solicit and enlist the public and private support of human rights advocates, the recognized, respected doers in America to expose this invisible personal and social menace. This can be done by well-organized, cooperative citizens with a passion for justice, who have expressed interest in restoring our Constitution and taking back America. This copy you hold is for your edification and action. While these pages have been condensed for your quick perusal, there are literally thousands of files of documentation that support much of what I am reporting. Thanks to those dedicated individuals who found a means of manipulating the system more cleverly than the perpetrators, the documents referred to were declassified for release right at the source. It is my patriotic respect for the principles of truth, justice, and ultimately that freedom on which America was founded that compels me to expose the world domination motivations of those in control of our government, commonly referred to as the shadow government. By taking back America now, we can maintain the integrity of our country's history and future by detaining its destined course of being recognized worldwide for the mind control atrocities unleashed on humanity that literally begin where Adolf Hitler left off. Hitler's version of world domination that he termed in 1939 the New World Order, is currently being implemented through advanced technologies in, among others, genetic mind control engineering by those in control of America. Senator Daniel Inouye, D. High, commented about the operations of this secret government before a Senate subcommittee and described it well as a shadowy government with its own air force, its own navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of national interest, free from all checks and balances and free from the law itself. The expertise of my primary advocate and skilled deprogrammer, Mark Phillips, developed through his U.S. Defense Department knowledge of top secret mind control research and researchers, was responsible for the restoration of my mind to normal functioning. As a result, I have recovered the memories related in this text, and having survived the ordeal, have reached this point of enormous frustration. In 1988, through a series of brilliantly orchestrated events, Mark Phillips rescued me and my 8-year-old daughter, Kelly, from our mind-controlled existence and took us to the safety of Alaska for rehabilitation. It was there that we began the tedious process of untangling my amnesic mind to consciously recall what I was supposed to forget, many U.S. and foreign government secrets and personal reputations were staked on the belief that I could not be deprogrammed and rehabilitated to accurately reveal the criminal covert activities and perversions in which Kelly and I were forced to participate, particularly during the Reagan/Bush administrations. Now that I have gained control of my own mind, I view it as my duty as a mother and American patriot to exercise my gained free will to expose the mind control atrocities that my daughter and I endured at the hands of those in control of our government. This personal view of inside Pandora's box includes a keen perception of how mind control is being used to apparently implement the New World Order, and a personal knowledge of who some of the so-called masterminds are behind this world and mind dominance effort. Most Americans old enough to remember recall exactly where they were and what they were doing when President John F. Kennedy was shot. His assassination traumatized the nation and provides an example of how the human mind photographically records events surrounding trauma. The traumas I routinely endured during my mind-controlled victimization provided me the latitude to recover my memory in the photographic detail in which it was recorded. The direct quotes I have included in the following pages depicting carefully selected events are verbatim. I apologize for any obscenities quoted, but this was necessary to maintain the integrity of the statements and accurately reflect the character of the speakeress. While I am free to speak my mind, Kelly, now 17, is not so fortunate. Kelly has yet to receive rehabilitation for her shattered personality and programmed young mind. The high-tech sophistication of the Project Monarch trauma-based mind control procedures she endured, literally since birth, reportedly requires highly specialized, qualified care to aid her in eventually gaining control of her mind and life. Due to the political power of our abusers, all efforts to obtain her inalienable right to rehabilitation and seek justice have been blocked under the guise of so-called national security. As a result, Kelly remains untreated in the custody of the state of Tennessee, a victim of the system, a system controlled and manipulated by our abusive government leaders, a system where state forms make no allowances to report military top-secret abuses, a system which exists due to federal funding directed by our perverse, corrupt abusers in Washington, D.C. She remains a political prisoner in the custody of the state of Tennessee to this moment, waiting and hurting. Violations of laws and rights, psychological warfare, intimidation tactics, threats to our lives, and various other forms of CIA damage containment practices thus far have remained unhindered and unchecked due to the National Security Act of 1947 and the 1986 Reagan Amendment to SAME, which allows those in control of our government to censor and slash or cover up anything they choose. Now, with our country free from outside threats as a result of the fall of the Soviet Union, our free press is reportedly no longer encumbered by censorship. This fact alone should free us to pursue justice, but it has not. Please ask why. Hence the purpose of releasing this book at this time. After 7 long years of being unjustly and painfully separated from my daughter, while our abusers have had full access to her through a corrupt and manipulated system, it is my fervent help and intent to solicit help from you in the form of advice, expertise, and public outcry concerning this very solvable problem. I could not prevent the traumatic mind control abuses Kelly endured due to my own victimization, yet she is depending on me now to expose the truth and enlist the help that the juvenile court has restrained her from seeking. I dedicate this book to Kelly, and all others like her, and to every American unaware of the mind control atrocities prevailing in this country. What Americans don't know is destroying them from the inside out. Knowledge is our only defense against mind control. It is time to wake up and arm ourselves with the truth, restore the constitutional values of freedom and justice for all, to retroactively enforce the 13th Amendment, and take back America.